OK, 我们先念诵般若波罗蜜多心经。 We'll start by reciting the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. We'll do it in Mandarin. However, if you feel more comfortable, you can always do it in English yourself. OK, 它是在这个小本的法本里面。 OK, it can be found, the sutra can be found in this small booklet.每个人都有吗? The extra copy is placed in the basket at the back. Okay. 中文的文本是在第三页。The English version is on page 1.The Chinese version is on page 3. You have to get two copies. There's one for dedication at the end of the talk. 你要拿的话要拿两本，一本是薄的，一本是比较厚的。厚的这本呢是等一下我们要做回向的。Okay, we'll start by reciting in Mandarin. 般若波罗蜜多心经，万自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，不受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰 Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sangate Bodhisoha。 接下来我们要念的是功德本颂。 Okay, we'll follow by Foundation of All Good Qualities. The English version can be found in the Red Prayers Book. And insideThe other prayer book, which I have no copy here. So Agnes, thank you. I have no copy to show to the rest. Agnes, which page? Okay, the other prayer book, do you have it?Okay, it's actually the white prayer books. Thank you, Chin. Violet, please distribute. Okay. Our Lambrin teachings is based on this prayer as well, foundation of all good qualities. We are going to recite it in Mandarin as a group, but you can recite it in English on your own. Gong de ben song, wei yuan xia chi ling wo xian shan jian, yu zhu gong de zhi ben en hui zhu, ru li yi zhi shi nai dao zhi gen, ran hou jin xin gong xin cheng yi zhi. 唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，有比清净心灵所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进行学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调具，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我悉共道修成法器，遂令顺利入于诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二细地之本，宁可不够生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须菩提要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示显圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持法位。
Okay, so start with the breathing meditation. Okay, try to keep your, back straight. Yeah, so then focus your mind on the breath. So that's a few minutes, we do that.
现在呢，我们先来做一个简短的共修。我们要做呼吸观，将我们的心呢原念于呼吸几分钟，最重要就是背要挺直。
Okay, so now then, in front of one space, now visualize the golden throne, beautiful, then beautiful golden throne, on top that visualize lotus, on top the lotus, that the sun disk, on top that moon disk, on top the moon disk, then there's the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha sitting there, you know, made of light, lively. So try to visualize that clear as possible in your mind, so a few minutes.
接着呢，我们要观想虚空前方的虚空出现一个金色的莲花宝座，上面呢有一个莲花，莲花上敷着日月轮，上面出现本师释迦牟尼佛相好光明的身体，然后呢要观想的本师释迦牟尼佛好像栩栩如生的样子，观想的越清晰越好。
Okay, then you can meditate, then making prostration to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Then also you can visualize offering, the offer to medicine Buddha. No. Offer to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
在这观想中呢，我们可以观想哦。 我们顶礼向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼，便做出最好最好的供养。
So next we do the chanting of the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra 5 times. So that time you visualize the light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself, then purify all the all the physical pain, mental suffering, all this totally purified, so you can meditate while you're chanting.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒，5次，然后呢，我们观想呢，本师释迦牟尼佛的身体呢，放出大光芒，这大光芒呢，进入了我们的身体呢，净化了我们生理方面的。 障碍净化了我们心理方上面的烦恼，这些呢，我们所感受的烦恼和痛苦呢，全部完完全全的净化掉。
Maha Munaye So.
稣啊，他呀他哦牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶稣。
So all everything is purified. So then your body become like crystal, clear like that, made of light.
所以呢，我们接着要观想呢，一切所有的障碍呀、烦恼啊、苦痛，全部都完全净化。我们的身体呢，就变成像水晶一样透明的光明身。
Okay, so now the Guru Shakyamuni that you have visualized in front now come above your head.
接着观想本师释迦牟尼佛呢来到我们的头顶处。
Then dissolve into light. Then light dissolve into yourself. By then your mind.Body, speech, mind become one with Buddha's body, speech, and mind.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛化成光，这光呢进入你的身体呢，融入你，你的身与意呢，和佛变得无二无别。
So now, next meditation from your heart, radiate light in 10 directions. Then tip of the light, that's the Buddha Shakyamuni, tip of the light, numberless of Buddha Shakyamuni. Also visualize numberless of sentient beings. So idea is,Above the each sentient beings, there the Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, come out from your heart, light, you know, the tip of the light, so visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. So this above the each sentient beings, there the Buddha Shakyamuni, you visualize that.
接着呢，要观想呢，从我们的心间呢，放出无量光至十方，每一光的前面呢的前端呢、啊，都有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛来到每一个众生，所以是无量无边的众生上面都有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛。
So then, from this Shakyamuni Buddha, again light rays, nectar come out.Enter each and every sentient beings by then purified their physical pain, mental suffering, the root of the suffering are totally purified, so visualize that. Then we do three times, Buddha Shakyamuni Mantra, we chant three times.
接着呢，在每一顶端的释迦牟尼佛，在每一位众生的上面的释迦牟尼佛呢，放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这甘露和光芒呢，净化了每一位众生的生理和心理上所遇到的烦恼和障碍，完完全全的净化了。所以呢，我们要接着念诵三次本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒，同时做这个观想。他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟 Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye
So then, now this top of the each sentient being, the Buddha Shakyamuni dissolves into light. Then light dissolves into each and every sentient beings. By then, so their body, speech and mind become inseparable from Guru Shakyamuni's body, speech and mind.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛在每一尊众生的身上，的每一尊释迦牟尼佛呢，放出大光芒，然后呢，融入每一位众生的身与意，这佛呢，就和每一位众生的身与意呢，是合为一体的，无二无别。
Okay, so then the light now dissolves back to your heart.
这光芒呢，融入了你的心。
Okay, so this is okay. So,
okay, 大家可以
大家可以
可以出来了.
Okay, 大家可以拿다. 야, any question? 아, just one. 야, if you have.
有没有问题可以先问一道问题？ 所以安迪你的问题是什么？修持啊？要问什么是修持哈？戒定慧里面的定，是不是戒定慧里面的定？Andy's question is when talk about this shamatha, or samadhi, training shamatha to get samadhi, is it about this? Is refers to the three higher training when it say about taking the precepts, concentration and wisdom. Are you talking about this concentration in the three higher training?
Simple is S, yeah. Yes.
Huh? 是的。 修静坐和修禅定， 你静坐不一定会进入禅定的嘞。 Oh, Auntie is saying that we talk about this training on this concentration, that means we must not have. 我是忘了嘞。 看我翻翻我就是忘了 we must try to avoid this excitement and laxity. Is it about this? She says she has forgotten, but I have also forgotten.
Yeah, I think this one, I think I did talk last time. Of course, I mean this. When you say three high training, you know, training of morality, training of concentration, training of the wisdom. So this is the three...
higher training.
Three higher training. So if we want to achieve liberation, free from samsara, then we need these three things. You know, keeping pure morality. Based on that, you develop the concentration, the single-pointed mind. Then within the single-pointed mind, then you develop wisdom. Now there's many wisdom here, the wisdom which is realizing emptiness, understanding the reality, how the thing exists. So when you develop these three things, you know, then there's the hope to achieve liberation. That means we can be free. We can be free ever from the suffering, you know. So this is very important topic, you know, for the Buddhists, yeah.
其实是我们的Kim姐以前讲过开示过的所谓的三增上学，这三增上学讲的就是戒定慧，这三增上学，因为呢，如果我们能够成就这三增上学呢，我们才能够证得解脱。当我们讲证得解脱的时候呢，就是从轮回中完全跳出来，不再受轮回的痛苦。所以呢，要 要证得这样的境界呢，首先我们必须手持护持我们的戒律，就是说我们的守戒要清净。这样在一个清净的戒学的基础上呢，我们进一步去学定，学定呢，达到一心不乱的境界，再从这个一心不乱的定境中呢，去学这个慧。那说我们讲的证得智慧啊。 其实讲的就是证得这个空性的智慧，了解呢万有的一切存在的真相。这样这三增上学呢，是我们证得解脱很重要的功课。因为呢，只有当我们能够完成这三增上学的时候，我们才有希望能够从轮回中呢解脱出来，就从我们所一切感受到的烦恼和痛苦中呢解脱。 脱出来，所以这是佛教徒很重要的要学习的功课。
So like that. So I mean,
Auntie saying that she actually doesn't understand. Now you explained. After your explanation, she understand a little bit more.
Wow. So here, I mean, these three things is really important. You really want to free from ocean of samsara. You know, you don't want samsara at all. Then I think these three things must have. You know, without that, without these three things, then not possible. You know, whatever you do, it's not possible to free oneself from ocean of samsara without these three, you know.
当我讲这戒定慧三学，或者是三增上学，它是对于解脱来讲，如果想要解脱轮回来说是非常非常重要的，是解脱轮回必须具备的功课。 或必须具备的条件，因为如果我们没有具足这 三增上学的话呢，无论我们去修什么其他的东西，我们都不可能从轮回中解脱出来。
So like that, especially that you need the wisdom, you know, realize, recognizing how the thing exists in reality. You know, sometimes talk of the emptiness, you know, how the thing exists in reality. To understand that, you know, must have that wisdom. In able to free oneself from the ocean of samsara, then must have this wisdom. Without that, not possible.
尤其是这三增上学里面的这智慧的法门，当我们讲到智慧的时候呢，我们必须明白万有这一切的事物，它是以怎么样的方式存在的。当我们知道呢这万有存在的方式的时候，我们真正的去明白这万有存在的方式的时候呢，我们就具备了这智慧。这种智慧呢，能够让我们从轮回所有的烦恼和苦痛之中呢解脱出来。
So again, in order to have this powerful wisdom, which able to, the wisdom which can cut the root of samsara, in order to have that wisdom, then you must have this concentration, good concentration, which is free from excitement and laxity. So that kind of concentration we must develop, you know.
所以呢，这样的智慧呢，是非常非常强有力的，强有力的，因为呢，它能够斩断轮回的根。好，这种强有力的智慧呢，必须是建立在定的基础上的。所以你一定要能够呢，达到这个定的境界。因为只有达到定的境界呢，我们才可以避免啊，刚才所讲的昏沉啊、掉聚啊等等。
So like that, so. In able to have this powerful wisdom, so must have good concentration. You know, so once you have good concentration, then from there you are able to develop very powerful wisdom. You know, through this concentration, then you are able to achieve this powerful wisdom. You know, we have really power to cut the root of the samsara, which is the ignorance, yeah.
所以呢，这个强有力的、很有力量的智慧呢，我们就把它叫做大智慧。这大智慧呢，是由大定，根据大定而产生的。因为如果你没有得到这大定的话，你是不能够很好的去观察，然后产生这个大智慧。这样你必须从大定的基础呢，引发升起大智慧，去断除、去斩断这轮回的根本，也就是去断除、去除这个无明愚痴。
So then again, in order to have this good concentration, then you must have this practice of morality. You know, keeping precept and taking different, you know. So whole idea is to discipline, you know, yourself. You know, you are not disciplined, then very difficult to have concentration, not possible. Discipline your body, discipline your mind, you know. So then, if you have this good discipline, then based on that, so you can develop the concentration. And a single-pointed meditation is possible.
这样呢，我们讲的，我们要得到大定，因为大定可以引发这个大智慧嘛。这大定呢，能够修得到大定的，必须是要有这个修戒持戒的基础。就当你能够护持你的戒律，你的戒律呢守得非常清净的话呢，你才能够达到这样的境界。当我们讲戒律清净的话，就表示呢我们能够自己管好自己，就我们可以自律，要有这个自律心。自律管好我们自己的身体啊，我们的心啊，就是我们的身和心两方面呢、啊，我们都能管理好它，都能控制它。因为如果没有这样的自律， 你就不能守持你的戒律。这样，如果你没有办法守持你的戒律的话呢，你就不能入定，就不能入大定啊，也就是大定。所以呢，如果你要能够入定，要进入定的境界，那个一心不乱的境界的话呢，首先呢，你必须护持好你的戒律。没有护持清净的戒律呢，是不可能入定的。
So like that. So, so again, in order to practice, you know, in morality, keeping the precept, then again, always mindfulness is important. You know, all the time, mindful how your body react, how you talk, you know, how you behave.No, always have to be mindful on that. You know.
当我们讲我们要持护持清净的戒律的时候呢，就表示呢，能够要做到这点呢，我们必须有正念。这个正念呢，是要时时刻刻都要有这个正念。尤其是在我们的日常生活中啊，我们的各种各样行为啊，我们说话的时候啊，等等啊。
So, so in this way, so you're able to reduce the negative action from the body, speech, and mind. The very gross level of negative action created from the body, no, from the body, from the speech, from the mind, very gross level of negative emotion, able to subsidize, I don't know, subside, make less powerful by practicing on morality. So this is the very first step, you know. So how to reduce the very disturbing negative emotion, you know. So through the practice of morality is about that.
当讲怎么样，或者讲持戒啊，它主要的就讲减轻我们的身与意三门啊所引发、所造作的恶业。所以呢，尤其是在比较粗分呢、就平常我们就要。这样生活中比较粗分的那个层次，能够减轻呢我们的烦恼，让我们的烦恼呢比较少，或者是没有那么强烈的升起，就通过这个持守这个戒律呢，来减轻烦恼的升起。
So like that. So you really want to develop concentration.Then you have to discipline your body, speech, and mind first. You know, you must have discipline. You know, so that means less attachment. You know, too much attachment, like your mind is keep wandering, then it's very, very difficult to develop concentration. You know? So therefore, very first step is keeping the morality. Practice of morality is very, very important.
所以真的要升起或者达到定的境界、能够入这定的话，首先呢，我们必须能够管好我们的心，然后控制我们的心或调伏我们的心、就是我们要有这方面的戒律，要有这方面的自律心。要有这样的自律的话呢，我们必须减轻我们的贪执，我们对事物的贪执的个心理，这样呢。因为呢，当我们的心呢对各种东西有贪执的心理的时候，我们想要入定的时候，我们的心呢会跟着我们的贪执的念头在那边跑，所以呢就不能就很好的专注下来，不能心源于一境，这样呢它就会严重的影响到我们，所以要能够入定呢，持守这个戒律是变得非常重要的。
So like that. So, so that is, I mean, keeping in practice of morality is one way to reduce your negative karma. You know, when you live in morality, then in this way you create less negative karma from your body, speech and mind. You will create less negative karma. So due to that, so then you keep pure morality practice, then due to that you are able to achieve the higher rebirth, such as precious human rebirth and God's rebirth, you know, so like that.
当我们能够持戒清净的话呢，我们就可以减少相对的减少我们心所造下的恶业。所以呢，持戒清净呢是减少恶业的其中一个方法。当我们讲持戒清净呢，我们就可以减少我们的通过身与意三门呢而去造作的恶业。持戒清净的话呢，当我们这一生。 完成之后呢，我们下身就可以投生到三上道，所以下身呢，我们可以继续投生到天道或者是人道。
So that's why, you know, in the teaching, I mean, like 10 non-virtuous action, for example, I mean, this not only Buddhist, but all religious, Christian, Muslim, I mean, Hindu, Buddhist, and they do teach about that, you know, how to avoid, you know, 10 non-virtuous action. I think all religions teach that.
不去造作这个食不善业了，其实这食不善业不只是佛教劝导人家不要，人们不要这样做，在其他的宗教，比如说印度教啦，他们也有这样的教导了，劝人们要行善，不去造作恶业。相信了很多世界上很多的宗教呢，都有这样的教导。So
like that. So, many like that, you know, like, for example, killing. So you really decide from your mind, I'm not going to kill, I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to have sexual misconduct, for example. This is the three negative action from the body. So if you decide from your heart, you know, I'm not going to engage this, you know, making very strong determination, you know, so this the mind, you know, I won't engage this, you know, like that. So making this strong decision, so that's the practice of morality. But we have so much influence by our negative emotion, very powerful, but sometimes even if you make strong determination, sometimes we engage, because power of our negative emotion is extremely powerful. So therefore, my point is always have to mindful that when you about to engage in that kind of action, for killing, for example, immediately recognize, mindful, all that are mindful, then recognize that, I have committed this, not to engage in killing. Immediately recognize, then I do not go. Immediately back up, restraint. Restraint, yeah, back up from that action, you know. So that's the morality, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲到这持戒的时候，比如说我们不去造作身与意的恶业，比如说身。 从身体所造作的三种恶业啊，你的发心啊，不去造作啊，不去杀生啊，不去偷盗啊，不邪淫等等啊，这样你是从你的心里发心哦，你不要去造作，而且是发很深重的心呢，不去做的话，就是在你的心里啊，你就下定了决心哦，我决定不杀生，不偷盗，不邪淫等等，这就是所谓的持戒了哦，就持戒。可是呢。 我们凡夫俗子啊，我们的烦恼啊， 是很深重的，是非常非常深重的。虽然呢，我们已经下定了决心哦，已经要持戒，说要持戒，持守这戒律。可是呢，因为我们的烦恼太滋盛了，所以呢，有时候呢，我们还是会去造作的，还是会去犯下这样的错误。所以呢，当我们要去犯这些错误的时候呢，我们就应该有正念。所以刚才我们就提到正念，正念这是非常重要的。所以当我们要去，比如说当我们要去杀生，我们懂发了个恶心了，突然间要去杀生的话，这样呢我们的正念提起来的话，诶，你就心哦升起个警惕心，诶，我现在呢要犯戒了，要破戒了，我去杀生了，然后呢就把你的心呢马上跟他收回来哦，然后不去造作。如果你能够这样的话呢，就叫做守戒。
So like the same thing, I mean that's the problem that took out the body like that, then same thing, you know, this negative karma, then there's poor negative action from the speech, you know, such as lying, divisive speech, then harsh speech, then I don't know, meaningless, you know, I mean, what gossip like that, so there's poor negative action from the speech. Or same thing like that, you know, when you're about to lie,Again, you have to be mindful all the time. You know, when you're about to lie, immediately recognize, then immediately, you know, oh, I shouldn't do that. I have committed myself not to lie, you know. Immediately mindful, recognize, then prevent, you know.
同样的呢，同样的道理呢，我们也可以把它运用在我们的语业上面。好，当我们要去操作呢四种口头上或语上面的恶业，这样我们应该有这个警惕心。这个四种语的戒律呢，就是不妄语就是不说谎的意思，不两舌，不恶口，不绮语，这四种语言上面的业。这样我们要时常提起了正念。比如说当我们要讲妄语的时候，比如说我们要撒谎的时候，要讲这个妄语的时候呢，这样我们马上有这个正念，就提起了警觉心，诶，我要去造作，我要破戒了，我要去造作这个妄语的戒了，要破这个妄语戒了。所以呢，你就马上呢制止你的行为啊，这也就是守戒。
You want to make the expression A like that. 啊，是。
这个不用发。
Immediately, you know, A like that, you really very mindful. Then yeah, you can make the noise A. You know, you're not mindful. Then there's no A sound there.
所以呢，当你要放弃的时候，你可以有些语助词了哈。啊，这样子哈，帮助你。所以嘛，这是我的英文的姓就这样来的。
那一千只烧那根一了，对吧？So, I mean like that. So this mention, you know, like three negative action from the body, then three negative action from the speech.No, poor negative action from the speech. Then there's the three negative action from the mind. You know, so what do you call the covetousness, ill will, wrong view.
Oh, 刚才我们讲到呢，这个十业啊，这个十善业、十不善业，他讲的是十不善业嘛，身体的三种不善业，刚才已经讲的就是杀生、偷盗、邪淫，这样语的四种啊，四种恶业呢，就妄语、两舌、恶口、绮语，然后意呢有贪嗔痴哦，啊，三种这个恶业，所以这十种恶业都是我们要避免的。
So like that. So same thing again. For example, ill will, you know. So again, be mindful, you know. So immediately recognize this is not good, you know. Having ill will is not good, you know. Recognize that, mindful on that, then immediately, you know, try to reduce that negative emotion such as ill will, you know.
所以当我们的意的恶念呢、啊、的恶对别人怀有不好的念头，那种嗔接近嗔的那个恶念头升起的时候，像我们正念呢，如果我们有正念的话，我们就马上哎发现到了，哦，就发现了，哎哎，这其实是不对的，这是不好的。那就当这个烦恼升起的时候呢，有这正念的话，你就会马上认识到，就可以马上做一些事情。
So like that, all this, you know, so mainly harming other, all this negative action harm sentient beings, you know, harm other sentient beings. So when you live in morality, you know, keeping the ten virtues, living in the ten virtues action, you know, so then, you know, then you create less negative karma. So you're able to create more virtuous karma.The point is that then you live your life like that. So then there will be good rebirth in future. You know, human rebirth, God's rebirth, you know. So this all religious teach, I think, same. This part is no different.
所以呢，当我们认识到这些恶业的时候，当我们去，尤其当我们造作了这些恶业的时候呢，我们都可以看到它会伤害到其他的众生。这样，如果我们时时有着正念，提起正念的话呢，我们在生活中呢就可以避免去犯下这些恶业。这样呢，我们就能够持守清净的戒律。换句话说呢，我们就能够生活在十善业中。这样能够这样的去生活的话呢，我们就可以在日常生活中减少我们所积累或犯下的恶业。我们也可以呢，同时呢，增加制造这个善业的机会啊。如果能够真的能够这样的去修啊，去活的话呢，这样我们可以很肯定哦，我们下一生会投生到善道去。这并不只是佛教是这样说的，其实在其他的宗教里面呢，也可以看到这样的教导。
So like that. So, I mean, this is the very, very basic practice, you know.So like that, we all have to practice. You know, this is all, every religious, I mean, they talk about this thing, you know, very, very basic practice. You know, so that is to avoid harming others, you know.
所以呢，这是非常非常基本的修行。很基本的修行，所以呢，我们每一个人呢都应该尽量去做到。而且呢，无论是哪一种宗教呢，他们在他们的教义里面呢都会教到这些东西的，就是不去伤害其他的众生。
So this help, you know, keeping a practice of morality help you to reduce.The gross level of negative karma, negative action, gross level of negative emotion, able to reduce that.
所以呢，当我们能够持守这样的戒律，刚才讲的那个十善业的话，它就可以帮助我们减少或者去除我们粗分的恶业。
So then.Based on that, you know, when you are able to live like that, able to live in this kind of basic practice morality, able to live your life mindfully like that. So on top of that, then if you want to develop concentration, that becomes very easy, you know. Then you are able to focus your mind on one object single-pointedly, you know, that becomes very easy.
所以呢，根据这样的基础啊，如果有我们能够有了这样的基础的话，就减少这粗分的恶业的话，守这个戒律的话，这样呢，我们可以更进一步啊，在这样基础上更进一步的去修这个定 就三增上学里面的定，在这时候呢，有了清净的觉力，要去入定啊，要去修定入定的话，就很容易，很容易的。我们随时都很容易能够专缘一境啊，把那心呢全部锁在一个定境上面。
So then the next level of practice is concentration, the developing single-pointed meditation. So here, very again, you know, our mind easy to wander, very easy to wander. Sometimes our mind become very dull, laxity, relax, one way very relax, you don't want to think much. One way our mind wander too much. So, if we cannot control this two mind, then again very difficult. Through that, a lot of another negative emotion arise.
所以呢，我们刚讲了，有了这个戒律啊，我们去入定啊，要修定就非常容易。这样在入定的基础上呢，当然我们要更进一步去修慧了。这样在入定的时候呢，当然我们的目标是我们能够修到将我们的心呢专缘一境，然后在这个一境当中呢，一心不乱哦，就专缘一境，一心不乱。这里呢，我们要避免的问题就是有两种主要的问题，一个是我们的心呢很容易很散乱的跑来跑去啊，跟着我们念头跑；那另外一个问题呢，不是我们的心呢跑来跑去啊，跟着念头跑，而是我们的心呢昏昏沉沉的，因为太松懈了哈，昏昏沉沉的，不懂发生什么事。所以呢，这两种心呢，我们都要去避免。如果我们不能控制、不能避免这两种心的话呢，这样很容易的，我们的烦恼呢就会再度又升起。
So like that. So once you are developed the single-pointed meditation, you can keep your mind in one object.Without laxity, without excitement. Your mind is very alert, very clear on the object. Very single-pointed, no disturbing thought involved at all. Just your mind is very alert on the object. Very clear, very refreshing mind, So like that. But there's no excitement thought arise.So, if you're able to keep your mind like that, one object, 2 hours, 3 hours, so like that, then that means you have very good concentration.
当我讲到我们的心呢，要入定，入定境，就表示我们的心呢，能够专注于一个境界，一个对境。这一个对境就是一样东西了，一个对境。你的心呢，能够专注于一个对境的话，哈，这样那个时候呢，你的心呢，如果不昏沉，不是昏昏沉沉哦，太松懈了，也不掉去，也不会跑来跑去，就只是专注于那个境界哈，专注于境，而且呢是非常清晰的哈，不是暗暗的，很清晰，很有警觉性的那种心呢。如果你能够专注于那个境界呢，比如说2个小时、3个小时，这样你的定呢就已经修到一定的程度了。
Yeah, that means we use mindfulness to keep our mind single-pointedly.
Single-pointed and mighty.
一心不乱。
So like that. So, here you see, when you put your mind, in one object single-pointedly for 1 hour, 2 hours. So, that moment you have so much peace. You know, there's no disturbing thought arise in your mind. So no negative emotion arise, nothing, you know. You're very peaceful there, you know. For 1 hour, you're able to meditate like that, you know.
所以将你的心呢远离于静的话呢，你能够这样做2个小时、3个小时，就在那一段时间里面呢，你的心呢是非常的平和的。在那一段时间里面呢，你的烦恼呢已经被疏分的降服。So
I mentioned before also, I mean to develop that kind of good quality of concentration, not easy. You know, you really have to balance your mind. You know, you push too much. You tie too much your mind on the object. Then also not correct. You lose too much on the object. Also not correct. You know, so you lose your mind too loose to relax on the object. Then there's the danger of arising the what call. Laxity. You know, you tight too much on the object, your mind become very squished, you know, too much, too hard, or I don't know, very tight to the object, then there's the danger of arising the excitement. You know, so, I mean, they have given the example of the guitar. When you play the guitar, you really want to make nice sound, then you must have this not too tight, not too loose the string, you know. So like that, you're too loose, then the sound not nice. Too tight, also not nice. You know, really have to balance. You know, like that. So in that way, when you find your balance on the object, you know, not tight, not loose, you know, then that's the one of the challenging part of the meditation.
所以当我们讲了我们要培养或者是培养我们能够呢进入这个定境当中啊，在这个定境当中要取得这个定的要入一个入定的话呢，我们的心呢就不能放得太松，也不能放得太紧。 因为呢，如果我们在我们的所缘境啊，我们把它咬得太紧的话，或咬得太放得太松的话呢，这样做都是不对的。为什么不对呢？当我们的在所缘境定于静的时候，我们的心呢，如果太松的话呢，就慢慢放松，就有可能它会渐渐的变成昏沉，它会陷入昏沉当中，就有这样的危险。 如果呢，你的心呢，放得太紧的话，锁得太紧的话，这样就可能呢会有调举的危险，它变得突然间变得很散乱。所以呢，佛陀曾经用了一个六弦琴啊，我相信应该不是六弦琴，因为古时候没有六弦琴啊，就是用弦乐器演奏。 来做一个比喻，像如果这个弦呢，你把它放得太松的话呢，它弹出来的声音呢就不好听。同样的，如果你把弦呢转得太紧的话，这样你弹出来那个音乐呢也是，那声音也是不好听的。所以呢，我们要保持这个平衡，就是说也不可以放得太松，也不可以放得太紧，所以。 在我们的所缘境当中，进入所缘境的时候呢，我们怎么样把我们的心呢取得平衡，既不会太松，也不会太紧呢？是一个挑战。So
like that. So So then once you have this really good quality, you know, free from laxity, free from excitement, you know, without effort, you know, you just want to meditate, your mind go into there, you know, without this too disturbing thought, laxity, excitement. When you want to meditate, just think the object, your mind go into there. you know, it will, I mean, when you reach this good concentration, so your mind become like that. Then you can meditate there. You can one day or 2 hour, 3 hour, your mind can decide, you know. 2 hour I meditate, 3 hour I meditate, 1 day I meditate, you know. Like that. You motivate like that. Then just thinking the object, your mind go there. You know, nothing else. Just the object. The mind is very single-pointedly on that.
所以当我们定静了修得有一定的程度的话或修得很好的话呢只要我们要去修行啊我们就马上入定了怎么说呢当我们要修得很好的话这修定啊修到很有火候的话呢这样我们一想到这所缘境呢我们在当下那一刻呢就马上入定就锁在那边一心不乱了 就不会，这样你要在那个定静当中啊，一个钟头啊，两个钟头啊，三个钟头啊，随便你啊，任意啊，你发心哦，要入定几个钟头，你就可以一心不乱的专注于你的所缘性啊，一个钟头、两个钟头、三个钟头。Auntie say that means at that time you have achieved pliancy.
Once you don't eat, then okay, plant is there.
Huh? 对对，有清安了。
So again here, what's the benefit? The point is again, question mark is, what's the benefit? Yeah. So, you see here, so, once you, for example, for 10 hours, you made a single point. Of course, there's no room for negative emotion to arise. So that means you don't create negative karma.
所以呢，可能我们到时候我们就到这个时候，我们就问：这样做呢，到底到这样的境界有什么好处，有什么利益呢？比如说，当你能够入定十个钟头的话，一心不乱，专注于所缘境十个钟头的话，在那个十个钟头里面呢，你的烦恼呢，尤其是那些粗分的烦恼，就完全不会升起。
So like that, for when you have this good concentration, then based on that, then there's opportunity to take rebirth in higher rebirth such as palm realm, palmless realm, you know. In order to take rebirth in that kind of palmless realm, you must have concentration. Without that, not possible.
所以呢，在那个入定的基础里面呢，就是你烦恼不生，在那个段时间里面呢，你也不会去造作恶业。然后根据啊，你这个根据这样的基础啊，有这个入定的基础呢，那时候呢，你就有具足这个条件哦，能够投生到色界或者无色界去。因为要投生到这个界呢，色界或无色界呢，这个人呢，或者这个众生呢，一定要有这个入定的基础。如果他没有心，不能入于定的基础的话，他根本不能投生到色界或无色界去。
So like that. So when you take rebirth, or like you know, rebirth. For even this realm, you know, when you have good concentration, once you wake up from your meditation, you will see the object, you will hear the sound, this, that, you know. So again, due to that negative emotion will arise. Even you have good concentration, you can meditate 10 hours, but when you wake up, you see the object, you know, you hear the sound. You know, somehow negative emotion will arise. You know, nevertheless, of course, you can meditate 10 hours, but that cannot stop. arising negative emotion when you wake up from meditation, you know.
可能呢，有人就会问呢，投身到色界，无色界有什么好的呢？比如说，当一个人呢，能够这个入定啊，入定十个钟头啊，这十个钟头呢，他就没有烦恼，烦恼不会生气，不造作恶业。可是呢，问题是，当他出定的时候，他从定出来的时候，他睁开眼睛，灯又看到这一切，耳朵又听到东西，又看到，烦恼又会生起了，对吗？ 通常我们看到东西，然后我们听到东西，我们烦恼就生起来了。所以呢，这是因为他已经出定了吗？可是如果他在入定就不一样了，对吗？
So like that. So if you take refuge in the palm realm, palmless realm, like that, you can meditate in 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, million of years, because their realm is long life there. Compared to us, their life is very long. They can live, 100,000, 200,000, million of years, they can live there with the concentration, you know.
所以呢，投生到色界和无色界就不一样了，因为呢，您能够在定的境界里面呢很久很久的，因为你投生到这个色界、无色界呢，你的寿命呢是非常长的，和人间呢，和人间呢，我们人间我们这个地方比起来，它寿命就长的不得了了，可能是他们寿命可能是我们的10万年啊、20万年啊，好像比这个更长了。
So, but again, of course, according to Buddhism, that is not the free from samsara. This is not the everlasting happiness, what you achieve. That is not achieving everlasting happiness. It is not free from samsara. You know, when the time comes, then death happens. So that moment, then, because of the previous imprint, you know, negative emotion arise.
可是呢，就算是投生到这样，没有烦恼，在定境的这个善趣，这色界无色界的善趣，根据佛教的教导，投生到色界无色界，还是在轮回当中，还是没有得到永久的快乐，还是没有从轮回中解脱出来。因为呢，他的寿命到了的时候，虽然他的寿命很久很久，可是还是有个时间点。他寿命到了的时候呢，死亡就发生了。到时候呢，他往昔所造作的业啊。 又产生作用了，他的那个烦恼呢又在升起了，那怎么办呢？ Auntie thinks it's because they didn't practice, because they are in this higher realm, so they didn't really practice.
Talking just now,
huh? You're saying that in the form realm, from those realms, so when they die, the imprints activated, so the negative emotion will rise. So da 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 da.
I don't know whether you could say negative emotion arise or not. That's the question mark. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the idea is when the death comes. You know, when they have to die, then they will see, because of previous karma, so they will see, they have the clairvoyant, so they can see where their next life going to take rebirth, they're able to see that.
所以当死亡发生的时候呢，像他往昔的业力啊就成熟了，因为他们是色界和无色界的众生，所以他们其实有这个神通力量啊，所以他们就可以去自己检查自己看。
So the here the point is, of course, you have very good concentration. You can meditate 100 years, 200 years, but still by just having concentration, you are not able to free from the ocean of samsara. You know, even yeah.
So 呢，因为他们有很好的定力，他们的定修得很好，所以呢，他们可以入定啊，100年啊，200年啊，都不是问题。可是呢，如果真的是只有定力的话，只有定力没有其他东西，他们还是不能从轮回中解脱出来，他们还是需要死的。
So like that. So,
oh, it's because they don't have wisdom.
Correct.
Andy, 你太快了啦，你挑班生的。
Andy 快了 ，Yeah. So.So like that. So therefore, the point is that so concentration is helpful, definitely, of course, we need helpful, but not good enough to free oneself from ocean of samsara. Therefore, on top of the concentration, within concentration, you must have the wisdom. You know, not any kind of wisdom, but wisdom realizing emptiness.You know, so that means wisdom, understanding the reality, how they really exist. You know, when you have this wisdom, then you really, you know, that wisdom can free yourself from ocean of samsara.
所以呢，我们就看到了，虽然呢，定力呢，对我们呢是很有帮助的，是很有很多好处的，可以带来很多好处。但是呢，单有定力呢，还是不够好，哦，还是不够好。因为呢，定力呢，只有定力的话呢，我们还是在轮回之中。所以，如果要斩断轮回的话呢，斩断这个轮回的根本，我们必须在定力之中呢，去拥有这个智慧。而并不是所有一切的智慧，我们所讲的智慧呢，是空性的智慧，是了解万有存在的方式的这种智慧。只有当我们在定力之中同时拥有这样的智慧，我们才能够斩断无明，才可以斩断这个轮回的根。
So like that. So one, So here, so when you wake up from meditation, you know, so when you see the object, you know, when you see beautiful object, develop this attachment. When you see unpleasant object, it produce in your mind anger, so like that. So therefore, concentration doesn't really help you to reduce the attachment and the anger.
所以当我们在修行修这定的时候呢，比如说我们看到我们的所缘境，如果我们觉得我们的所缘境看到的所缘境是愉悦的，这样我们的心呢可能就会升起的贪执的心理。当我们看到不愉悦的所缘境的时候，这对境是不愉悦的话呢，我们心呢又会升起这个嗔念，所以这个定力呢，不一定啊，对我们有实际的帮助。如果它要对我们的有帮助的话，必须能够帮我们减轻啊，我们这些啊烦恼，这些贪执啊或者嗔啊的烦恼。
So that's the advice. So.How to reduce your attachment, or how to reduce your anger. You know, the real antidote for that is the meditation on the reality, how the thing exists.
所以在佛教的教义里面就是如果真正的能够减轻这个贪执的心理啊，减轻这个嗔啊，这个烦恼的心理呢，真正的对治，最好的对治，根本的对治方法呢，就是这个空性的智慧。
So normally, you know, so how the attachment arises in your mind. You know, one thing is meeting the object, you know, seeing the object, meet with the object. That's the one condition to develop the attachment. Then one thing is the what called that your own I don't know the I don't know how to say and what called 初心没脾气 I don't know how to translate unappropriate mental attention. I don't know. Improper mental attention. Something like that. Yeah. That's the one thing. This is one cause. Then one thing is, of course, Taja Bangma Maita. Because you have been abandoned.The imprint or seat of the negative emotion, you know. So, because of these three things, then attachment arises.
像通常呢，我们看到的愉悦的东西的时候，对境的时候，我们的贪执的心呢就会升起。这样的贪执的心呢，你没想过它是怎么样升起的？首先呢，就是我们接触到这个让我们起贪念的对境，就是其中一个因缘啊，这个因缘具足嘛。其中一个因呢，就是那个我们看到、接触到那个对境，然后呢，我们的心呢就产生了不正确的作意。不正确的作意啊，这个心啊，这个一个心所来的不正确的作意。还有呢，就是我们其实还没有断除这烦恼的习气，所以呢，这三样东西加起来呢，我们的贪念啊，我们贪执的心理呢，就升起来了。第一，看到这个对境；第二呢，是不正确的作意；那第三呢，是我们没有断除的烦恼的习气。
So like that. So mainly there's two conditions, outer condition, inner condition, you know, such as object, just the outer condition. The inner condition is the your improper, the mental attention, and also the seat of the negative emotion, or seat of the attachment. So this the mental condition. When this come together,You know, then attachment manifest.
所以呢，其实这三样啊，三样因缘呢，我们可以分这，若细分的话去分，是一个外在的因缘，就是那个外在的对境。那另外两个呢，是内在的因缘呢，这内因呢，就是我们不正确的作意，还有我们的烦恼的习气啊。当这外因啊、内因啊全部加起来，水到渠成，这样我们的烦恼呢就。升起来了。
So like that. So that's the mention in the Bosubandhu text by the Bosubandhu in the Treasury of the Knowledge. Treasury of the Knowledge. So teach by the Bosubandhu. You know, when these three conditions come together, then the negative emotion arises. I mean, talk about the attachment, for example.
所以呢，这三种东西啊，是世亲菩萨在他俱舍里面的经典里面所教导的。当这三种因缘呢和合都具足的时候呢，我们的烦恼就产生了。
说说啊。So therefore, very first, you know, very first practice is to try to avoid the object much as possible. This is the very first step, you know, to discipline yourself is to, you know, avoid the object, you know, meeting with the object. So that's the very first, you know, practice that.
所以呢，佛教的经典呢，就教了一些方法。第一个方法，第一个最简单的方法，就是避免接触令你起烦恼的对境，避免接触令你起烦恼的对境。
Okay, so therefore recommend going isolate place in the mountain, you know, live alone yourself in the mountain. You know? Highly recommend.
啊，所以呢，如果你讲的避免接触到令你起烦恼对境的，这样就有人呢有这样的方法，所以有人就去坐山，你懂什么坐山吗？就去到深山之中生活。
Go to Mount Kailash.
This is very difficult.Singapore got no mountains also. The auntie say if your mind is not subdued, wherever you go is the same. Even the mountain is also the same. Auntie, 你好厉害啊。
So like that. So you have to understand here. So this is the one of the methods.You know,
这是其中一个方法。
One of the method living isolate place, avoiding with the object. So it's helpful, of course. You know, for us is when you see the object, yeah, this negative emotion arises immediately. So avoid, there's some benefit. You know.
I didn't get it.
Om Ah Hong.
不用紧，你没有听到就好了。我是听到，如果要避免接触到令你起烦恼的对境呢，就是其中方法就是自己不要和这些东西接触了，又跑到深山去了或什么了，可能有点给人与世隔绝的方法。这样呢，对我们来讲，我们看到对境，我们的那个烦恼马上就升起了。所以我不知道讲什么，要讲 Om Ah Hong 啊。
You translate Om Ah Hong in Chinese.
Om Ah Hong.
This Tibetan.
Yeah, yeah. We use the sound we didn't translate. We keep the sound.
All right.
Yeah. 就Rinpoche 问我这个 Om Ah Hong 华文是没有翻译啊，华文就是根据它的音来了，我们不翻译的。哦。
好嘞，我先。So like that. So. So.So, but again, saying, of course, go to mountain, of course, avoid the object, this is helpful. But of course, again, you have to discipline your mind. Look at your mind, you know. So, when this improper mental attention arises, mindful, and recognize, and reduce. Like that, then slowly, of course, whole point is you have to remove.The seat of the delusion. No.
所以呢，第一种方法就是我们可能避开接触了这些令你起烦恼的对境，比如说跑到大山里面去了。可是最重要的就是我们能够调伏我们的心呢，我们能够控制住自己的心。所以呢，控制自己的心呢，避免不要有这个不正确的作意。 所以当这个不正确的作意啊升起的时候呢，我们要马上用我们的正念啊去认识它，它升起了，然后呢去减轻我们的这烦恼。这样呢，就慢慢的、慢慢的训练哦，就希望呢，有一天呢，我们能够完全断除啊这种烦恼的习气。
So here, meditation. You know, so when you when you don't have this three condition, so there's attachment doesn't grow, you know, doesn't manifest in your mind. When you have three conditions, so there how the attachment manifests, arise in your mind. When you don't have these three conditions, so there's no attachment arise in your mind.
所以当我们讲到我们去修啊，无论是修定啊或什么的，我们要避免哦这种不利的条件。可是我们要懂它是怎么样升起的。当我们接触到这个对境啦，我们有不正确的作意啦，我们的烦恼的习气还在的话，这三种因缘和合的话都具足的话呢，我们的贪执呢就会升起。当这三种条件呢不具足的话，就一个不在的话呢，我们的贪执呢就不会升起。
So like that, so when you see the beautiful object, so giving advice there, when you see the beautiful object, then see the beautiful object is like a rainbow, you know. So giving advice, giving the example, when the, I don't know, when the most rainbow happen, summertime, wintertime, or when? Rainbow happen when? Summertime or wintertime or when?
Rainbow, when it rains, after the rain.
That is what? Summer?
Summer. Summer, I think.
Singapore,
once it rains, we have rainbow. Singapore, summer. Summer whole year.
So anyway, so whenever it's so now here giving example, when you see beautiful object, then look at this beautiful object like a rainbow. So giving example like that, you know, look like a rainbow, you know.
所以呢，在经典里面讲，就看到当我们看到很愉悦的对境的时候啊，就是我们的贪执要升起的，我们应该想，哎，这个就好像彩虹一般。那彩虹通常夏天比较多吧。
So like that. So when you meet the object, a beautiful object, you know. So what you see, very beautiful object in, over there, you know, your mind see that. You know, immediately see that on the object, beautiful object there, over there. So not only that, you believe also. Same time, you believe 100% beautiful on the object. You know, very first moment like that. Then of course, on top of that, you are this, your mind put so much on the object, label on the object, you know, it's beautiful because of this, beautiful because of this, beautiful because of this, you know, you label so much on the object, you know, from every angle, you know, your this improper mental attention, you know, put so much label on the object. Then you make 100% beauty, you know, on the object. Yeah. But all this made by your mind on the object. But you don't recognize that, you know. But what you see, your mind made, but you don't see that. What you see is different from the object, 100% beautiful coming, showing to you like that, you know.
所以呢，当我们看到很愉悦的对境的时候呢，这样呢，我们就要把它当作是彩虹啊。比如说这个彩虹啊，当我们的心呢看到这个非常漂亮、非常愉悦的对境的时候呢，我们就100%呢被迷住了，我们就方方面面去施舍，这个对境本身呢是 100%迷人的，啊，不有0.01%了，啊，它是非常非常迷人的。无论从哪一个角度、哪一个方面、哪一个切入点去看呢，它本身呢就是非常非常迷人的。你就施舍在那个施在彩虹那边，好像彩虹那施舍的施舍，这个是很漂亮的。另外一边施舍也是另外角度施舍，也是很漂亮迷人的。这是因为呢我们的不正确作意去造作的，哦，就是我们没有认识到，哎，其实这是我们的心啊在造作的，造作出来的。我们并不会，那时候我们被迷住了，我们完全没有认识到这一点。我们认为的这对境本身，从哪一个方方面面的上下左右前后什么，全部呢都是很迷人。这对境本身就是100%迷人的。
So like that. So, so why this happened? So questions, why this happened to us? The point is because not abandon the seat of the delusion.Not abandon the seat of the imprint of the delusion. Because of that, you know, this all happened to us. Appearing truly, believing truly, or this because of the imprint and the seat. Not abandoning seat of delusion and imprint. Because of that, appear to us, believe to on that.
So you can ask, hey,为什么会这样呢？究竟发生了什么事呢？这就是因为呢，我们还没有断除这个烦恼的习气，因为呢，这习气呢非常非常的深重啊，多生多世积累的习气，所以当我们看到这个东西的时候呢，我们就100%迷住了，100%相信呢它本身的对境本身是真实的存在的，它的自信就是这样的。
So here, so that now wisdom is important here, you know, so to remove that attachment, while the attachment see the object, now wisdom is important. What your mind see is not there. The point is that when your wisdom look at the object with your wisdom, you look at the object, what you used to believe is not there.You know?
So, 呢要断除这个贪执呢，我们必须呢也断除这个贪执啊，这个烦恼的习气。好，所以呢我们要运用这个智慧啊去观照。所以呢这智慧呢是非常非常重要的。是怎么样的智慧呢？是我们的心看到的其实并不一定是真实的存在的。我以为是真实存在的东西呢，其实并不一定是那样的。
So like that. So when you you're able to understand that the beauty is just appearance of your mind. That's all. Nothing else on the object. You know.
所以呢，我们要明白的是，我们所感受到这个美呢，只是我们的心的显现。
So like that. So giving the example of the rainbow is like that. So when you see the rainbow from the far, you look at the rainbow, you see 5 different color, blue, white, whatever, you know, the 5 nice, beautiful rainbow color, you can see that. You know, oh, that's the rainbow. Oh, beautiful rainbow there, you know. You see that.
所以呢，当我们从远远的地方看到彩虹的时候呢，我们看到哦，它有各种各样的颜色，好漂亮啊！你会讲哦，那边有一道彩虹，有一道美丽的彩虹。
But you really beautiful rainbow there, you know, or not? Then you really go and look for that. Go closer. Where's the yellow? Where's the blue? You know, you go closer. You cannot find anything.There's no nothing in the object, you know, you cannot find.
所以呢，当我们看到这个美丽的彩虹的时候，诶，是不是真的？真的那个美丽的东西，这个美丽啊，这个美丽就真的就在那边。所以呢，你可能你看看，然后就你跑过去啊，要想要靠近那彩虹啊。那你看看，诶，这个美丽的红色、黄色、橙色、紫色在哪里呢？哎，这个漂亮的这个颜色在哪里呢？这你 当这里真的靠近了彩虹的时候呢，你去找却找不到。
So like that. So when you search for the rainbow, you know, so there's nothing solid you can find. Oh, this is the rainbow. This part rainbow. This is blue. You know, you are not able to pinpoint. You know, so because due to different condition, you know, so just the rainbow appear. You know, so like that.
所以呢，当你去找这个美丽彩虹啊，这个很漂亮的哦，绝对是真正实实的出现在你眼前的彩虹，很漂亮。你去找这个漂亮的东西的时候，但去那边呢找的时候呢，你却找不到哦，你却看不到哦，它这个漂亮的东西到底是在哪里？所以呢，你就会明白，其实呢，它是因为各种因缘条件具足才显现出来的。
So like that, so that the rainbow is example given, like when you see the beautiful object, exactly like that, you know, look as like a rainbow, you know, there's nothing solid beauty in the object, you know, when you look for, you cannot pinpoint. Beauty just appearance up to your mind, nothing else, you know. So when you really recognize that, so, you know,Your attachment is less. You know, you don't have so much attachment there.
所以呢，在经典里面只是举这个彩虹作为例子。当我们看到一个很愉悦、很漂亮、很美丽的对镜的时候呢，我们的心呢、啊，马上说：“哎，这个是非常真实的自己存在的，自己存在的，它就是这样自己那么漂亮的，那么好看的哦。我们不会想到其他的东西，我们想到，哎，其实它只是一种显现出来给我们看而已。哦，它是一种幻现，哦，是一种幻现来的。可是当我们明白的之后呢，真的明白它只是一种显现而已啊。哦，我们的对它起的那个执着的心呢，就会减轻了。
So like that. So giving us example, rainbow. You know, it appears beautiful rainbow in your mind, but don't believe this is solid beautiful there. You know, don't believe that. You know, so you believe solid beautiful there, that become problem. You know, just the beautiful appearance itself is not the big problem. You know, so once you believe this beautiful object over there, when you have this believing, then.That how develop the attachment.
所以呢，我们看到这个对镜的时候呢，有些愉悦的对镜，我们应该知道它只是好像彩虹一般的显现，它并不是真正的实有的存在的。可是呢，要是呢，我们真的去相信哦，它是真的实有的自方有的存在的时候呢，我们的执着的心呢就会升起了。
So like that, so then that how you know that how you reduce your attachment, then slowly you're able to really remove all the.Negative emotion, such as attachment, anger, you are able to remove that, you know, when you have the wisdom like that. That kind of wisdom you have, then you remove all the attachment, anger, you know, ignorance, you remove that. So, once you remove that, you are free from the samsara. So,
所以呢，我们可以用这个彩虹的例子呢我们要记住，帮我们减轻我们的贪执的心理。当然，我们不可能呢马上就完全清楚，我们可以一步一步慢慢哦，慢慢的去训练。这样，如果功夫修得好的话的，慢慢下来哦，我们就能呢有一天呢就能够完全断除所有的烦恼的习气，可以断除所有的贪嗔痴。当然能够断除这样呢，是因为呢我们拥有智慧。如果我们真正的拥有万物存在的方式的 的智慧的话，我们就能够断除啊所有的烦恼。所有的烦恼断除之后呢，我们就能够真正的从轮回当中解脱出来。
Okay, so, so therefore, so you see here, so morality important, concentration important. If you don't have good concentration, there's no way you have good wisdom. You know, so therefore all these are important. You know, to free oneself from ocean of samsara, then especially wisdom is the most important.
所以我们可以看到呢，这个戒、戒定慧这三学呢，每一样呢其实都是很重要的。哦，有戒就可以修定，这样有定呢就可以要引发智慧的产生啊。尤其是有了这个智慧呢，我们就可以运用智慧呢斩断这个轮回的根呢，让我们从轮回的痛苦当中、烦恼当中完全解脱出来。
So like that, so giving, you know, when you don't have all this attachment, anger, all this you don't have in your mind, when you totally remove, then there's still, I mean, beautiful object appear to your mind. But it doesn't develop attachment at all, you know.
So, 呢，当我们没有我们的心相续里面呢，完全去除了、断除了这贪嗔痴三毒的话呢，就算是有一个非常愉悦的对境啊，出现在我们眼前呢，我们也不会啊，我们也不会产生心理，也不会产生这个贪执的心理。
So, therefore, the point again, you know, there are two conditions to develop attachment: outer, inner. So, again, among those, inner condition is most important.Once you remove the inner condition which arises in the attachment, once you remove that, even the other object doesn't matter, you know, it appears to your mind, doesn't bother, you know.
所以呢，刚才我们谈到啊，我们起烦恼，我们用这个贪执来作为例子，这贪执起烦恼是有外在和内在的因缘，对不对？这个外在和内在的因缘呢，其实内在的因缘呢，其实是更重要的，是我们要修的、要针对的东西。如果呢，我们可以去除这个内在的因缘呢，就内在因缘就是烦恼的习气啊。如果我们能够断这个烦恼的习气的话呢，这样就算呢有一个很愉悦的对境出现在我们眼前呢，它也不会让我们产生烦恼了，也不会那么痛，我们也不会那么痛苦了。
Okay, I think this is the mother, I don't know, she disappeared, oh, no more.
这是 auntie 的问题啊，你好像不见掉了。她上厕所了是吗？啊，太冷了哈。
Okay.
哦，坐太久。Auntie sat for too long. That's why she need to go jalan jalan and come back.
But her job is done. Her job is done. She asked the question.
Job is done.
Her job is to ask question. Yeah.
Auntie 的任务是来发问。他是一个有问题的安迪，就是他有很多问题要问。
Thank you for thank you for her asking question. Because of that, I able to talk, but otherwise I don't know what to talk.
谢谢安迪哦，每次都会发问问题，所以呢 ，Karen 就有机会解释。要不然 Karen 就也不懂你们要听什么。
Yeah, so,
我自己讲的。
So, therefore, I encourage people to ask questions, what they really want to know, you know? What they really want to know. Ask questions is important.、Yeah.
所以当你们要有什么东西要明白或不清楚的话呢，或明白佛陀讲什么，你们要发问了哈。所以 Karen 就鼓励大家多问问题，让大家都成为有问题的学生。有问题的学生老师才会感到高兴。安迪你终于回来了。我们在讲你。
So important, you know. So I mean, don't shy. The point is, many people just shy to ask question.
所以不要害羞啊，要大胆勇敢的哦，问你的问题。
Yeah. You don't know, just ask. There's nothing wrong. You know?
不知道就问了，哦，不用想。哎呀，不用不好意思的。Oh, Auntie said, because we have come to the great scope already after all these years. Yeah, we listen. Wow.
Huh?
So Auntie is saying that she has been listening to all these talks. So now we are at this great scope already.
Very good.
Wow.
Huh? Okay, so...
So, okay, 所以这里要打广告。这里有几个打广告要打，就是这个来临的星期三。这来临的星期三呢，我们有一个阿弥陀佛的共修。所以，不懂大家报名了吗？没有报名的可以等一下可以上去我们的办公室四楼办公室登记、哦、需要登记的对吗啊，几点到几点九点到五点九点到五点是一天的阿弥陀佛共修是由 Ken Romje 主法就是 Ken Romje 讲的开示现场有中文翻译所以安迪不用担心、哦、有中文翻译不过不是我是一个是一个也许感受的哦是我们的另外一师兄他会翻译还有就在下个星期天诶这个来临下个星期天的后个星期天呢Ken Romje会为大家讲解药师佛的修法我怎么修药师佛所以药师佛有什么利益啊就是下个星期天和后个星期天同样的地点同样的时间一点半开始现场也是有中文翻译不过是也是告诉我苏万翻译啊不另外一位师兄翻译啊 OK 啊Okay, some advertisement. Next, this coming Wednesday, there will be a retreat on Amitabha led by Ken Romje. There are Chinese translation at the same time. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it is happening this Wednesday. For those who wish to participate or wish to learn, please register with our office at 4th floor. And the following Sunday, the coming Sunday and the next Sunday, the two Sundays, Ken Romje is going to talk about the practice ofMedicine Buddha. So all are welcome. Okay, 谢谢大家。我们可以做回向了。We'll do dedication now. It's in this big book. Oh, sorry. Page...现在我们做回向是3132333434Page 31, 32, 33, 34. Then there's a newer book. I know there's a newer book. It is on page 29, 30, 31, and 32. So depending on which small booklet you have taken, the newer one is 29.The older one, the thicker one, with thick, the pages are thicker. The one is 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Dedication. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state.May the supreme jewel bodhicitta does not arisen, arise and grow. May that which not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 Just as the brave Manjushri and Samatavajra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtues with dedication praise as the best, but the victorious ones thus gone of three times, so I might perform good works. 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法大行普贤菩萨亦如是为能随从彼等清净学我将此等善根皆回向正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚为行普贤行我亦如是将此善根各个皆回向。Thank you. 谢谢大家。希望大家赶快上去楼上报名。